Many country clubs in Mecklenburg County will see reduced property taxes this year, while some homeowners will see theirs rise. WFAE's Eli Portillo reports.
Many of Charlotte's most prestigious country clubs saw their assessed tax values fall in the latest revaluation, despite exclusive zip codes and owning hundreds of acres. Carmel Country Club, Quail Hollow, and Charlotte Country Club dropped in value 26%, 27%, and 35% respectively. Meanwhile, the average home in Mecklenburg County saw its value increase 58% and more in many low-income neighborhoods.
But now we're saying the dirt on a golf course is not equal value proportionally to the dirt of Ms. Jones or Mr. Smith. That's very, very difficult. It doesn't make sense to me at all. Not even a little bit.
That's Commissioner Mark Jarrell. Other commissioners called the process nauseating, outrageous, and unfair Tuesday night as tax assessor Ken Joyner repeated the explanation he's given for the past several weeks. Golf courses are valued based on their income, rather than on the fair market value of all their land and buildings and comparable sales, like homes, Joyner said.
Again, trying to value golf courses based on the sales of other properties can be very difficult.
Vice Chair Elaine Powell asked if county commissioners could appeal the property tax values of golf courses, presumably to see if they could get a higher value. Joyner said any property owner in Mecklenburg County can appeal any property valuation. In the end, commissioners said they'd have to change state laws about revaluations if they want a different outcome. For WFAE News, I'm Eli Portillo.